The Big Fish, page 59.
The Amazon River is not a river anyone wants to swim, especially since it's the home of deadly piranhas, anaconda snakes, crocodiles, bull sharks, and dangerous currents. If you're marathon swimmer Martin Strell, however, you look at the powerful Amazon and see a challenge that can't be refused. Using his physical and mental strength, this man swam the largest river on Earth from its starting place in Peru all the way through Brazil to the Atlantic Ocean in 2007. Only a man like Strell could complete this difficult challenge. Strell is a large, middle-aged man from Slovenia who was raised in a village called Makranog, which means wet feet in English. Strell has always loved swimming. He swam in pools, ponds, and small rivers as a young boy. As he grew older, Strell began swimming in larger rivers and soon became the world's best marathon swimmer. Over the years, Strell has swum through more than 12,000 miles, 19,300 kilometers, of the world's longest rivers, from Europe's Danube to China's Yangtze. Strell is a person who likes to swim alone. He needs only the company of the river itself. And the longer the river, the better. Though he holds world records for his swims, Strell now swims for peace, friendship, and a clean environment. He talks to audiences about the reasons for his swims. He has swum in dirty rivers to promote the need for clean water. He swam the Amazon to raise people's awareness of the importance of this region. The Amazon rainforest produces 20% of the world's oxygen, and it is threatened by deforestation and pollution. If Strell could get people to pay attention to the Amazon, he hoped they might want to help protect and save it. All of the rivers in which Strell has swum are difficult, but the Amazon was the most challenging. Its length, amount of water, difficult currents, extreme tides, and dangerous creatures required a large support team and a lot of equipment. A group of doctors and guides traveled with Strell. Strell swam through deadly marine life, feeling the occasional touch of a large, unknown creature. He never looked in the water to see what it was. He just kept swimming, determined to reach his goal. Along the way, Strell made friends with local people. As he swam down the river, large crowds came out to see him. People around the world also followed Strell's progress through news reports. The world was watching both Strell and the Amazon. Although Strell had the support of his team and his fans, his biggest challenge was a mental one. He had to calm his mind as he spent 10 hours a day alone in the water, swimming from port to port. All he heard was his steady breath and the sound of his arms in the water. He filled the hours with dreams of his family. When he pulled into a port, he would swim steadily, not hesitating in his pace. He could hear the noise of the cheering crowd, but he wouldn't look at his fans until he had reached the bank. Then he would raise his arms and smile. After 3,274 miles, 5,269 kilometers, and 66 days on the river fighting nature and solitude, Strell finally arrived in Belém, Brazil, where the Amazon meets the Atlantic. When he touched land, he was 26 pounds lighter and smiling with relief. He had become the first person to swim the Amazon. He had also achieved his other goal. He had built cross-cultural friendships and helped the world think about this environmentally important region.